Jeremy resident Tom Farkas on Wednesday asked the council if they could take some action about the wall proposal. Thursday, council member Kim Carson told us the topic might be on their agenda for a special Monday meeting or perhaps a week later.
On the 29th, we had had a representative from UDOT scheduled to come and talk to us about the Jeremy Rant sound wall. So we're looking at seeing if what their availability is to change that to the 20th. And so we don't have confirmation of that yet.
Okay.
But we're shooting for around 4 o'clock on Monday.
Farkas has claimed that UDOT is not following its own guidelines for cost in planning the noise barrier. Carson said they're waiting for an evaluation of that question.
Tom Farkas had requested from UDOT that they review their calculations, and so they did agree to put it out to another engineering firm and have them review both Tom's comments and analysis and then compare that to the original calculations done by UDOT. And we haven't heard if that has been completed yet. That's part of our inquiry for Monday's meeting or the 29th.
Whatever action the county takes, Carson said she doesn't want to get into a legal fight with UDOT.
We do a lot of really good work with UDOT, and we want to maintain those relationships. And, you know, we don't want them doing something that's not appropriate, but I think, you know, we'll exhaust all other, you know, possibilities before we would go to that. We don't have the resources to do that. We don't have the capacity in-house. Our staff's quite busy. So that's something we'll have to just mull over as we move forward. And first things first, I think we need to have a conversation with them on whether they've, you know, done this additional analysis and can, you know, demonstrate to us that the calculations that they are basing their plans on are solid.
Council member Kim Carson. The council's Monday meeting is due to Thanksgiving. Carson said on the agenda they will further deliberate on the requested special exception for the Little Valley project north of I-80, and then we'll get an update from the Central Utah Water District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.